Hey, folks, it's Jim Bob Morris, and we're back with your One of Parlay Picks of the Week. As always, this segment is brought to you by El Bandito Yankee Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the perfect companion for your Sunday football lineup. When it's game day, El Bandito Yankee is always a winning pick. And let's not forget about Want a Parlay, home of the world's richest parlay. For just $2, you can score $2 million, and that's not all. We've got exciting games like Show Us Your TDs, where you can call the shots on who's finding the end zone this weekend. Now let's get to those picks. At some point, the Kansas City Chiefs' lackluster performance will catch up to them, right? Well, let's not be so fast on that. The answer is maybe. Let's not expect that to be the case this week. The Cleveland Browns have struggled on defense during the last few weeks and just lost Greg Newsome for the season due to an injury. The Chiefs need to win this game to stay ahead of the Bills and the Steelers for the number one seed, but playing on the road in Cleveland can be tough for most opponents. However, let's take those Chiefs to win and finally cover in what will likely be a sloppy game on Sunday. My score prediction, Chiefs 24, then Browns 27. Roll with them Chiefs. Next up, Cincinnati Bengals saved their season with a Week 14 win against the Cowboys in dramatic fashion. They still have a long way to go to get back into the wild card race, but hey, they are still alive on life support. They will face their former offensive coordinator, Brian Callahan, whose offense just scored 6 points against the Jaguars last week. Look for those Bengals to win in a little bit of a shootout. I'm going to take those Bengals 30, the Titans 20. Roll Bengals. And hey, let's not forget about our Chicago Bears heading up to Minnesota. Minnesota is a 6.5-point favorite. The Chicago Bears are in a rough spot right now. Caleb Williams is set to face one of the most aggressive and ruthless defensive coordinators in the league, Brian Flores. The Minnesota Vikings still have an outside chance of winning the NFC North and taking the number one seed in the conference. Division games are always tough, but let me tell you, don't expect those Vikings to slip up here. It is prime time for the Vikings. The Vikings go 27, Bears 17. Next up, the big game this weekend, Buffalo Bills versus Detroit Lions. The spread is the Lions -2.5. And let me tell you what, is this a Super Bowl preview? I think it could be. We can only hope so, as the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions have two of the most fun offensive units in the NFL. But it's been Detroit's defense that stepped up this season. It'll have 10 days to prepare to stop Josh Allen, but with a decimated defensive line, that could be a little tough. However, it's a tough pick to go against those Lions at home, considering how much the Bills struggled to stop the ground attack last week. Take the Lions to cover and win in Detroit. Score prediction, Lions 34, those Bills 30. Bonus pick for you guys. My Pittsburgh Steelers, who I think are going to go to the Super Bowl, versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The spread is the Eagles -5. This game got a whole lot harder for Pittsburgh, who will likely be without George Pickens with a hamstring. The offense did fine against the Browns, but without Pickens, it's going to need some turnovers and some missed kicks to jumpstart anything against those Eagles. However, Philadelphia's Eagle passing attack has looked broken the last few weeks. I think this is going to be a really close game. I'm taking the Eagles 27, Steelers 24, but I'm taking those Eagles to cover and maybe, just maybe, make a really big upset this weekend. There you have it, folks. Your Want a Parlay Picks of the Week. And make sure you pour yourself some El Bandito Yankee as you enjoy your winning ways. You're always a winner with El Bandito Yankee Tequila. See you later.
We're back at the big game, and it's been rough. Somebody has got to break out the Bandito.
Hang on a sec. We've got a penalty here.
There's a flag on the play. Necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee.
Can you even throw a flag at tequila?
The call on the field is under review.
The refs are going under the hood. It's all of them.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
There you have it, folks. El Bandito Yankee has been called for necessary smoothness.
Jim Bob Morris here. Make the call for necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of game day.